Houston, we have a problem.
This is bullshit. I'm not listening to this. You are insane.
No, you're insane. You simply do not have time for this crap.
I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
You shut your foul mouth!
Yeah, that's my message to you. Fuck you and kiss my ass.
You are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
You are now tuned in to the Dusty and Heidi Show. Heidi, I don't know what's up with this generation. I mean, we say that a lot on this show, but there's a new challenge. It is the Tide Pod Challenge, Heidi, where young individuals nowadays are playing a little game where they are seeing how fast they can chew a Tide Pod. If you don't know what a Tide Pod is, if you grew up in the hood, because I didn't know what a fucking Tide Pod is.
You have to Google that
shit. Yeah, they got me using.
You're like, they're eating what?
I use that purple Mexican detergent, Futural or whatever that shit's called. I use that shit.
The 99 cents.
Yeah, and I don't use no fucking Tide. I have to use a whole gallon on one load of that shit's so watery. But no, they're actually a good price. They're Tide detergent in a thing, and you just throw it in your wash, and it explodes, and it washes your clothes. Blah blah blah. Yeah. People are trying to chew those, and Heidi, that's not going too well.
You don't say.
No.
What's happening?
Well,
are the side effects of toxic materials in your body?
Thank you. There's also a video that I just saw today where a guy tried to vape a Tide Pod.
How is that even possible?
He tried to take one of these things.
Uh-huh.
He put the Tide shit in there. And then he, as soon as it went down there, it was not a good sight. I had to stop the video. It was very sick.
I started watching one where a kid was eating it, and it grossed me out. So I watched maybe like 3 seconds of it and was like, I can't even do this shit.
If you ask me, this is just Darwin doing Darwin's job, letting the weak take themselves out. I do like that.
Yeah.
Because the last thing we need, Heidi, are these people having kids, and procreating.
That's insane.
And teaching them that this is okay. I want to ask you something, Heidi, because this is something that I've never asked you before in the 5 years that we've been together. And
5 years?
I've seen you go through, and I'm not saying this like Heidi's a hoe or anything, but I've seen you go through like maybe 4 or 5 relationships. Relationships.
No. Relationships, no. I mean, like, I've dated, but real relationships?
I mean, I figure if you're with someone for more than 2 months, that's a relationship.
That's true, that is.
This bitch, I've worked, no, we're just dating, no, no.
That's true.
No.
I have had like 3, like, but that lasted think, like 4 months.
See? No, but I could think.
Yeah, that's true, that's
no,
true.
No, just, I'm not going to name you. I could, significant ones, they have their name, the young kid, you know, the lesbian. I mean, yeah, you did your thing on the other side. I mean, so.
On the other side.
I've seen you go through some things.
Yeah.
Some relationships.
Yeah, you have, actually.
And every time I ask you after the relationship is over, every time I say, hey, Heidi, you know, what happened?
Yeah.
Your answer usually, almost always, is, oh, he went crazy. That nigga went crazy.
He always goes crazy on me.
And I want to ask you, because my therapist recently told me that no matter when I feel like I'm 100% right, I should always think or of a way that maybe I could have did something a little bit different.
I like your therapist.
You know what I mean? You know, basically he's trying to tell me I'm not always fucking right. I was
telling
him I told my therapy I'm always fucking right.
Really? Because you paying me to tell you otherwise.
I was like, look, I ain't paying you to fucking disagree with me, all right? God damn it. But I want Heidi to tell me if there was a common factor in all of the relationships of what you could have done differently. Because I basically, bitch, I failed to believe that it's always been the nigga going crazy. So, if there was in a common factor in all of the relationships that you could have done differently, that you know going in, fuck, this is my thing, and maybe I should tweet. What would that be?
I think that what happens is the few times I care, I'm willing to compromise too much. And I think that if I mean, every successful couple I know mm-hmm. has had to compromise to, you know, certain right. things. But I think that I'll never, again, compromise my person, like who I am. And so what happens is what attracts these people to me is ultimately what ends up repelling them. Because I am a free spirit, because I am outspoken, because I am, you know, crazy and out there and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I think people equate that with infidelity. Mm-hmm. They equate that with you wanting something else more than. And that's not the case. You know, I'm like the most loyal person.
Right.
But I think that my mistake is that when I fall hard and I'm kind of like, okay, let me try, you know, let me try. And ultimately that doesn't make me happy not being myself.
Okay.
And so I've promised myself never to tone myself down again for anyone. Mm. So what happens is I tone it down and that makes me unhappy. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a domino effect. If I'm unhappy, I'm going to have resentment towards this person. So it's just like a fucked up cycle.
Okay.
And I don't want to do that ever again. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for the most part, I think in a lot of relationships that work. But no, there was one. There's just some people that are crazy.
Okay.
They're just fucking crazy. They're, you know, too, that I attract crybabies.
That I know. Hanger on.
You know this firsthand. You've
Look,
seen
she's trying
it.
To convince me that she's always
nah
right
fuck that he's shit. Seen it. You had to unfriend
have,
that motherfucker.
Oh shit, I forgot about that
thank
guy
you.
That
thank
was
you.
I didn't even count him
thank
in my thing
you.
I for, oh
that
damn
nigga, that nigga was
oh yeah, this nigga was sending yes
loco en el coco.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
1-2 party, I danced all night, I drank 16 beers and started up a fight. But now I'm cheated. You're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs, too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. I'm too drunk, too drunk, too drunk. I like your stories. I like your gun. Shooting out cop tires sounds like loads and loads of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You ball like a baby in a razor head. Too drunk to fuck.
I already feel like kids aren't going outside, you know, to play and stuff like that. Remember when we were kids, Heidi? Mm-hmm. You know, you see kids playing outside, mm-hmm. throwing the football on their bike, fucking skateboard.
I mean, roller skating.
Yeah, yeah. Now that there's no fucking kids out. Like, you drive down the street and kids are not out. Now kids have access to a phone where they can watch pornography whenever they want. When I was a kid, we couldn't do that. When we were kids, we had to go to a filthy video store and buy porn.
Get someone to get it for you.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or in
or
Bell Gardens.
Try to catch a nipple on like the,
oh, yeah.
the fucked up. What was
when you didn't have HBO.
It was all like shitty.
Oh, yeah, you, yeah, kids yeah. don't fucking know.
Hey, you guys don't know about that struggle.
You know nothing. But something has hit the market, Heidi, that I believe is just going to make not just kids, but adults in general stay at home.
Oh,
it's
I
these
saw
new.
That.
Okay, so there's these sex dolls out, guys.
My son was. We were just talking about this today.
Oh, let me
tell you. That fool came up to me and he's like, Mom, Have you seen those new sex dolls? I want one.
Dude, I want one. Shit, my birthday's coming up. I'm like, baby, I know what I want. Ask me. No need
Damn,
to ask me.
I swear to God, women, you better start acting right. These bitches look good.
Okay, so let me rewind once again back when Heidi and I were kids. When we were kids, there were sex dolls. But they were literally, it was a fucking inflatable doll, like a beach ball type shit. And the bitch's arms were like this, and the legs were like this, and there was just a hole right there.
You had to use a whole lot of imagination, guys. Yeah. A whole lot.
Mm-mm. Not saying that I've ever had one, but actually, I never have. I would tell you if I have. I've humped weird shit. Fucking humped the side of a couch when I was 12. Like, when you're a kid, Heidi, you don't even know. Your couch has been fucked.
I remember the white guy, black guy, where every fucking time it was like some weird humping shit, it was always a white guy. That's your white side.
That's the white side.
That's your white side.
But all I'm saying with these new sex dolls, because they are looking good as shit nowadays. This particular one, Heidi and I are looking at.
I want that fucking body right there.
Damn, bitch. The way she's bent over right there, I'm like, holy fuck. Just Google sex dolls recently and you'll see what we're talking about. But they're thick as fuck. They're sexy as shit. And all I'm going to say, women, is be careful out there because one day your man may leave you for silicone rubber.
Hey,
bitch.
Can they give head?
Because
the mouth looks...
Mouth, so I bet they're... You could open the mouth. I'm pretty sure you can open the mouth. And also, it's so awesome.
I'm out of business.
Fuck
that. She can't do the hand mouth combo. Oh, ladies, learn the hand mouth combo. You'll be good.
But the thing is, here's the deal, Heidi, and maybe you need to teach your girls out there because I've said this before. 99% of the blowjobs I've got in my life, I'll do it myself.
What are you, Marilyn Manson? God damn it, you had a rib removed.
No, I'll do it myself, meaning I'd rather just jerk myself off, or I'll take their hand and just have them jack me off. Like, because most of the women that I've come across in my life, my wife is great at it because you teach them what you like, you know?
She
taught me what she liked, you know?
You have to learn one
Yes, baby, I like it this way, not that way. And that's the whole thing. But
so let me ask you, because now I'm curious.
Go for it.
What was the number one, like, as far as the bad head is concerned, what was the number one thing that just made it bad?
You know, there's very few, and I have ran across the couple, but there are very few who you could tell actually enjoy it. Yeah. And eventually, it's just going through emotion. You could tell they're just going through emotion. But every once in a while, fuck this white bitch when I was like 19. Mindy, man. Fuck, I've been looking for her on Facebook for years. I'm just kidding, baby.
You know your wife is watching, right, nigga?
Man, no, but there was a couple white chicks that stand out specifically when I was younger. But no, they actually,
the white girls are known for their head game, huh?
Yeah, and fat white girls specifically because they want to get that call back. So they're like, man, let me show this motherfucker.
I've heard that white girls can do
it. Dude, so just thinking back, like...
Basically, it's like the number one thing that makes it bad is that it's just emotion. They don't enjoy it.
Yeah, it turns into a dead leg, I guess, and you could just tell. Yeah. And it's just like, let me finish.
And, you know, I think that's really true. Like, I rarely do it, but when I do, it's because I really want to.
Gotcha.
And it's because I really do enjoy it when I do it.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense.
And you're not a fan, right? Like, in general, of just fucking...
No, I'm not going to go down on just anyone.
Yeah, no, just in general. Like, are you... like?
No, no, I do enjoy it.
Okay, you do. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, if your best friend asked you, hey, do you like to suck dick, would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
But, well, that's where it's hard because I'm not just like going to go down on
anybody. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you would do it. Like, I like to eat pussy, but I'm not going to eat every, you know, bitch out there, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, that's my shit.
Okay.
But it has to be someone that I feel connected. Like, someone I'm just fucking there?
Yeah, right.
Nah,
right.
I don't care how beautiful it is. You could do it yourself, like my homie said.
But you will let that nigga eat you. You will let that nigga eat you out of it.
Fucking go to town, motherfucker. Go to town. That's your shit. Go to town. I ain't gonna stop you. No, you ain't getting it back.
Look, this chick's vagina probably never, like, gets loose. I mean, she doesn't talk. I mean, that's a fucking plus. Let me ask you,
she can't make you a sandwich, nigga.
I can make my own motherfucking sandwich, nigga. Shit, you just lay there and look like... She would just be everywhere, just bent over like that. Just fucking... I'll have her on the kitchen counter, just... Niggas, all my family
watching you while you make a sandwich?
Yeah. My wife, don't worry about her. She's... She never moves.
She's quiet. She's a quiet one.
But
she's shy.
Let me ask you, who is your quote unquote perfect man? Celebrity, blah blah blah. Like, who would you? Is fucking Heidi's fucking perfect? Hard. You know, just like, there's no doubt about it. If you met him, you're fucking within 2 minutes.
I have a few.
Give me one.
Well, LL Cool J.
Okay, let's go LL Cool J. Let's go LL Cool J. Good looking dude. He never fucking ages. Still looks the same as he did 20 years ago. I'm like, well, exactly. I'm like, this nigga.
The Rock too.
Okay.
And Mario Lopez.
Did. This look, I got all gay and shit. I was like, I'd fuck the first two, but Mario Lopez
is fine.
You know, my Denise went to school with him, so he was
like chunty looking back then.
Yeah,
he didn't look good back then. He's gotten better with age.
I would go gay for Mario Lopez. He's a good looking motherfucker. That nigga's good looking motherfucker.
The only thing I don't like too much about Mario Lopez is he looks a little too perfect.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah. He would be in the mirror more than you.
His hair's
a little too perfect.
I can't do that. And for me, the perfect body type, I love. Mm-hmm. You know, I love me some thickness.
Okay.
I like a man that's like, I love nice broad backs. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's my shit. Big broad back. And then like a little bit of tummy. Mm. I like a little bit of tummy. But I like a man that looks like he works out and lifts weights.
But still looks like he drinks a couple beers a day.
Have some beers. Exactly. Like, bitch, don't be counting my calories, bitch. Because I got a little tummy. I ain't giving up my beer.
You don't want a nigga to be like, oh, I can't have a Budweiser. It has too many calories. I have never uttered those words in my life personally. I know that beer has too many calories. No. Actually, just give me double.
I only drink light. Bitch.
Never.
Do you pee sitting down?
But let me ask you, okay, so yeah. A mix of the Rock's
all three.
Of all three of their best qualities into a doll. Ooh. Boom, right there, just like that.
Yeah.
Would Heidi buy one? Like, real talk, because if I were single, I would buy this.
Okay, this is the difference between men and women.
Okay.
Okay, I think. Mm-hmm. So, like, the thought of it, it isn't even that appealing, let me tell you why. I think that you guys, for the most part, you know, you put in a lot of work during sex.
Okay.
And I think that it's pleasurable to have a woman who puts in some work too.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, you'll fuck something just stationary like that.
Yeah, I think we would.
We need movement.
Gotcha.
Women, we need movement. Yeah. We need, you know, like, it's not fun if
his heart doesn't beat. I can't feel our hearts together.
I don't give a fuck about. I need some hip action. I need some thrust in. Okay. Like, you know? So, I mean, that's why I don't even really do sex toys except for, like, clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm. I don't do, like, dildos because that's not fun to me. Like,
Gotcha.
You know, I need the movement.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And yes, if I were single,
yeah, I could taste my dinner. It's delicious the second time around.
If I were single and not getting laid, this would only be more reason to stay in the house. And hip action, none of that would mean anything. But yes, in the real world where I get laid frequently, I've gotten laid pretty frequently since I was like 15, I do need something. And I right now, as a man who gets sex frequently, I don't know if I could legitimately fuck that and get off. Like, but if I were 15 years old, oh, I'm coming in 2 minutes. If I were 40 years old, single, and got laid maybe once every 2 months or once every 4 months, that would get me off.
How many men? Okay, like, serious talk, men. Serious talk. Mm. Especially, you know, men in their mid-30s to past mid-30s, okay? How many of you really get laid every 2 months? Mm.
What, you think that's a lot or too little?
I think that's a lot. For the average man, I think
the average man, for sure. For sure. You're 100%.
I think that you got to be like a stud. Yeah. Like a stud muffin to get more than that.
Yeah, and I was a stud muffin back in my days, kids.
He only gets laid because he's married.
Yeah. Well, sadly.
He lucky.
Sadly, in the average that we just talked about, you could include married men because a lot of married men who don't
get
laid.
They get laid less.
That's, oh, God, kill me.
Let me tell you right now. I swear, like, to me, when I look at a man and I'm looking at him for long-term potential, I'm like, are we going to have good sex? And I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. These guys, I don't know how you guys do it, fucking being married so long and...
And not getting sex.
I've heard of people like once a month.
Mm-hmm. Not even, sadly not even
what?
That. I know people in my personal life who just, yes, they are maybe having sex 6 times a year. I
women, stop it.
6 times
stop
a year.
Stop it. You know six, what?
And this correlates with that. Most of them are cheating. Most of them are getting prostitutes on the side.
Buying these dolls, keeping her in the attic.
There you go. So that's probably why the nigga, eventually he's like, fuck it. She doesn't want to fuck. So yeah, screw it. But yeah, no, that's the crazy part. That's when you are sleeping next to someone and you guys are not fucking. Yeah. I mean, my wife and I, we minimal 3 times a week. Minimal 3 times a week. Because I just can't sit next to that fine ass woman right there and not get fucking hard. And you know, she can't sit next to me. You know what I'm saying?
You know, she's like, fine, just get on, hurry up.
A lot of the times it's like,
you got 5 minutes, nigga, hurry
up. Hey, nigga, I'm keeping it real. A lot of the married sex is like that, which I'm fucking cool with. Hey, at least it's that, and she's not, no. Mm-hmm. She's like, stick it in, because I know you're only going to last 4 minutes anyway.
You know what my mama said? Fuck them and feed them. Fuck them and feed them. That's all a man needs.
Let's dance in style. Let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait. We're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever. Forever young. I wanna be forever.
Hey, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. But we ain't even thinking that far. You know what I mean?
Forever, forever.
So we living life like a video. Where the sun is always out and you never get old, and the champagne's always cold and the music's always good, and the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood, and they hop their pretty ass up on the hood of that pretty ass car without a wrinkle in today. Cause there's no tomorrow, just a picture perfect day that lasts a whole lifetime, and it never ends, cause all we have to do is hit rewind. So let's just stay in the moment, smoke some, drink some wine, reminisce, talk some, forever young is in your mind. Leave them off, they can't erase neither space nor time. So when the director yells cut, I'll be fine. I'm forever young.
Forever young. I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever.
Fear not why, fear not much while we're alive. Life is for living, not living uptight. See you somewhere up in the sky. Fear not die, I'll be alive for a million years. Bye-byes are not for legends, I'm forever young. My name shall survive. Through the darkest blocks, over kitchen stoves, over pirates' pots. My name shall be passed down to generations while debating up in barbershops. Young, slung, hung here, shorter than from here. With a little ambition, just what we can become here. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kid, younger every year, yeah. So if you love me, baby, this is how you let me know. Don't ever let me go, that's how you let me know, baby. Hopping out of Porsches, popping up on Forbes, this gorgeous. Hold up, thought I lost it. They be talking, I be talking more. They nauseous. Hold up, I'll be here forever. You know I'm on my fault. I ain't with foreclosure. I will never forfeit. That's the four bars. Google bring the chorus in. Did you get the picture yet? I'm painting you a portrait of young.
Do Did you fucking hear about Hawaii this past like weekend?
What?
You didn't hear about it. Oh, I'm
what
glad this
Hawaii?
Is. Oh, I'm glad this is fucking fresh to you because now you're gonna hear about it. Did you know that people got a text in Hawaii in the morning saying North Korea launched a missile and it was headed for Hawaii and to take shelter? You did not know that.
I'd have been like, I'm going out with a bang, motherfuckers. I'm gonna go loot some shit. I'm gonna have some sex. I'm gonna get fucked up. Like, I would have been doing ridiculous
and then
shit.
In 3 seconds, you're fucking dead. But yes, they had to come out, like, literally, legit government officials and apologize. Fucking, like, I don't know, governor of Hawaii had to come out. It was a horrible ordeal. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. But yeah, it was very fucked up. This past Saturday, that shit happened. But Heidi, here's a story that I'm glad I told you the story because now this story right here will make much more sense to you.
Okay, good. Traffic to porn sites soared by 50% in Hawaii minutes after missile threat was revealed to be false alarm. It does. I would have been like, okay, what's this?
Right, exactly. Thank like, you. So now you're like, yes,
I can't appreciate it. One of the world's biggest porn sites revealed it recorded a huge surge in traffic. They did it. They did it. Okay, anyway. Ooh, oh, conspiracy. Shit.
That's secondary. Pornhub.
Huh? Yeah, smart. Just minutes after a ballistic missile threat was revealed to be a false alarm, thousands of Hawaiians received the phone alert on Saturday, which read, "Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill." Man, that sounded all serio, huh?
No, dude, that legit. Think about reading that on your phone right now. Even if it was, I'd be like, okay, what the fuck? I'll start checking Facebook because you know when anything
like,
goes on.
Like, do we get those? Like, do we get shit like that?
Of course we should. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sure there's. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah, that. I mean, that's a legit thing with fucking our retarded president and the fucking retarded president in North Korea trying to who has the bigger dick. It's a legit fear.
Broadcasters even interrupted television programs to announce that an attack on the state could be imminent. No, they didn't. Yeah. So everyone was very serious about this.
This was a legit. This was like this was like, you know, every once in a while you get the and then they say flash flood in Ontario.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's
be
what
careful.
This, shit
blah, blah.
Was.
This was exactly what that was.
So they went on TV to say that it could be imminent and people should take shelter in their basements. But as soon as a threat was announced to be a false alarm, it seems many residents took the opportunity to go online to relieve some tension. Oh,
Right
I
after.
I thought it was during. I just imagine all these perverted ass guys jacking off jerking
during,
off. Like,
during the apocalypse.
Like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die happy, motherfuckers.
This is my last nut.
This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. Pornhub revealed views in Hawaii went up 50% more than usual in the minutes after a second message went out stating the threat was a false alarm.
I guarantee that was the best orgasm that they had, dude. It has to be, right? Like, you think you're going to die, and then it's like, oh, thank God.
It's still going, huh?
Yeah.
All right, still going, guys. The analysis comes months after it was revealed. People are, on the whole, watching far less porn than they did a decade ago.
That shocks me because now you have more. I know I watch way more porn now than I ever watched in my life.
Maybe they got tired of it.
There's,
maybe they're like, it's losing its appeal because it's so accessible.
That's a good thing. Because sometimes my ADD kicks in and there's so many categories and I'm flipping through like 20,000 videos. I'm just like, fuck it.
You know, usually the most desirable is the thing that's less attainable or harder to attain. So maybe now it's like, it's so easy.
That makes a lot. That makes 100% sense. Yeah, it's just,
Hawaii's emergency management agencies. That's a long. That's long.
You could have said hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma. Launched an investigation into how the alert was sent out. A spokesperson. Because we're
people too.
Yeah. Because we. Do we even know it was for Rose and Mount?
A spokesperson
revealed
how do you know
staffer,
I'm a person?
Who was probably a man. Had selected the wrong option in a drop-down menu, causing the message and widespread panic. The state is in the flight path between North Korea and the U.S., and the alert came after months of ballistic missile tests by Kim Jong-un.
Yes, so I don't know.
I couldn't imagine waking up to that. I would be a
frantic bitch, Heidi. I'd be a little bitch running around gathering my belongings, my perishables, screaming at the top of my lungs, "We're all gonna die!
We're dying!" But seriously, what would you do, like, if you thought that was it? If you thought, you know, it's coming, you have an hour or two, what would you do?
What would I do if I had an hour or two to live?
You believed you did.
Masturbation would definitely be in the picture. Like, I'm 10 so, minutes of that.
I
like,
was going to say.
Yeah, I'm knocking that out.
Minutes.
That'll probably be the last thing I do. Minutes. Yeah, I'll get all the stuff. Like,
I'm kidding. 10 minutes? I knock it out quick with my bullet.
I like to enjoy. Like, I like to. Yeah, if I'm when I masturbate, I like to enjoy. Come.
Under 5 minutes, yeah. Right here. Under
see, I'm weird. Minutes. When I was a kid, I did not want to see the stories or anything in porn. Like, I'd be like, just get to the fucking. Now I'm fucking watching the story. Oh my god, this
beautiful
little schoolgirl loves her daddy.
They might fall in love.
Yeah, we're fucking perverting.
You are.
All right, Heidi. Let's see what else we have here. All right, go for it.
Not surprised. Most Americans would not sleep with Donald Trump for $1 million.
Most Americans would not sleep with Donald Trump.
I wouldn't Nope.
Okay.
A new poll of 1,000 adult Americans reveals that 53.1% of women.
Barely over
the level. I am so appalled. I'm so appalled right now.
Yes, we live amongst a bunch of fucking piece of shit trash.
Oh my god, only 53.1. I'm appalled.
So yes, that means 48.9.
I got like a nasty taste in my mouth. I love how they make it sound like it's most. No, bitch. Yeah. It's barely.
Most is 79, 84%.
Yeah. This is barely more than wouldn't or would. So, nearly 55% of men wouldn't hump. Right, oh, wait.
Women would have, you got that. Never mind. Sorry.
Do your thing, girl.
Look at this.
This is where you shine.
Just because it's his show and shit.
This is just a co-host. This is where you shine.
Nearly 55% of men wouldn't hump Trump. I like how that rhymes, hump Trump.
Hey, yo.
For $1 million either. That's fucking sad.
So nearly 55. No, so 45. Wait.
I love that. It's more men not willing to fuck him than women.
Yeah. That's very sad, actually.
And barely only. It should be more women because he's a disgusting pig and thinks so poorly and low of us.
That says a lot about your gender. What do you guys call now? That says a lot about you women. You need to make better decisions with your vagina. I've said this millions of times. This is ridiculous.
I agree.
But let's keep it real. Let's hypothetical land. Hypothetical land. Donald Trump is a multi-billionaire. I have a price to where I would get down on my knees and suck that nigga's dick.
What's your price?
It's not a million. It has to be. I'm gonna go 5 million, man.
So you'd suck Donald Trump's dick. For $5 million.
If I didn't have to tell anybody I did it, I would get down on my knees.
No, you have to.
No.
You wouldn't do it. So if
price goes up, price goes way up.
If people had to know.
Okay, what will my price?
The price goes up, yeah.
The price goes way up. We're talking way up. So we're going at $1 billion.
Down.
$1 billion. $1 billion. Like it goes, it skyrockets.
My dignity has a price.
There it is. I don't care what I do behind the scenes.
Your dignity has a lower price than your public appearance, than your public perception.
That says a lot about me, and that's probably why I seek therapy to this very day.
Damn, I cracked the code, y'all.
$1 billion to publicly tell people I got on my knees and sucked Donald Trump's dick. Heidi, what is your...
I would just like to focus on the price discrepancy there.
That's a huge... Say 5 million to...
Ooh, yeah. 5 million to what? A billion? Let people know.
Look, I'll suck a dick for shit. So what's Heidi's price to wear? No, come on now. No,
he's disgusting.
You have a price. Don't even lie to me. What is your price? Give it. You can't hate him that much.
I do. I find him to be one of the most despicable, disgusting human beings on this planet.
Come on, Heidi. How much would you take to let him put it in your shithole?
Nah. I can't.
So if he said, "I'll give you $1 billion," you just wouldn't.
I I think he's disgusting.
I think a lot of things are disgusting. I could never really legitly suck a dick. But
for
$5 million.
$5 million
behind the scenes. And you can't be bringing phones in. You can't be like, because I don't want the shit surfacing.
And you know, I'll have you know, I've been offered money for sex before. I've been offered a lot of money for sex
when you worked at the casino.
When I worked at the casino, and I was broke as shit, and I was a single mom with a very young child, and could have really used the money, but I never did. So I don't need the money now, thank goodness. I mean, we all want it, but do we need it?
Right, your dig, yeah. You wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing you gave this guy a hand job for probably $300 back then or something like that. Like, okay, so no, Heidi has no price, huh? Come on.
You know, I'm sure like if I was in a situation where, again, you know, a desperate situation, of course, you know, that could probably lower my standards. Okay. But right
back when you're
I'm
making
cool.
$13 an hour, we talked earlier, you'd be like, okay, what would your price have been back then, Heidi?
Next story.
Well, actually, finish this up.
Oh, let's finish this story, guys. Hey, good job. You're usually the one with the ADD.
I got you.
According to the poll, Trump would have to offer an average of, Dios mío, 100,000 million. $1,354,830.83.
So that's the average woman's price. Right there.
That's way lower than yours, huh?
Let's see what this is.
Before the women respondents would agree to sex, men would settle on average for, I can't believe it's even this high, $1,099,870.67.
It's horrible.
I love how they add the cents.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, we need those 67 cents, guys.
Literally.
Those 67 cents can make a big difference.
That shit
the out. Fuck are you doing feeding children in Africa? Get out of here.
Dude. So Heidi does not have a price, huh? No? Well, this guy wants to be invited now.
Come on, Jeremy. Join us, Jeremy.
We'll take some calls at the end. Hang tight, Jeremy, because we're going to take calls at the end.
We are?
Yeah.
Like, for real calls?
Yeah, they'll pop up right here.
I'm excited.
If you want to,
We haven't had calls on our show.
You're so cute. But Heidi has no price.
Be careful, though. I don't know. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. Mm-hmm.
I think I already know this question, but what are your thoughts of our good president, Mr. Trump, calling Africa and Haiti shitholes?
He's a shithole. He's a shithole.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, I agree with that. That was great.
No, he's a shithole.
He's a shithole.
Okay. You know, this is what bothers me about him is that I think that with certain titles comes a certain responsibility. And you don't call other countries a shit. Even if that's what you believe, you don't. Look at the dumb fuck when he went to Puerto Rico.
When he threw the, when he did the basketball. Hey, catch this little Puerto Rican.
You poor fuck.
Come on.
Be glad I'm giving you fucking paper towels. Oh.
Little things like that, huh?
He's a fucking ignoramus. I mean, this is what people, you know, and people are like, a lot of people hail him as a person who just, he keeps it real. He speaks his mind. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He represents a whole country.
Yeah.
When he speaks, when he opens his big fucking orange mouth, he is representing us as a whole. And if you are okay with being represented that way, then you are a person that would say something that inflammatory. And so I guess you're okay with it. I'm not. I'm not okay with being represented as a fucking moron. We're the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah. See, Heidi and I, it's okay for us to sit here and talk the way we talk.
We're nobodies.
Exactly. Thank you. But when you are on that stage, you are representing arguably the greatest country in the world. Let's keep it real. Everyone wants to come here. We are the fucking greatest country in the world. I put that in quotes.
We're not, but he thinks so.
Nigga, what country is better? Give me one country that's better than the United States.
Sweden.
You would want to live in Sweden. You would want to live in Sweden over America.
If I spoke the language.
This bitch. No. You would move.
Teach me the language.
No. Nigga.
I'm down. There's so many countries way better than us. You cannot believe it. You cannot actually believe that.
No, then tell me what country you would rather live in other than America.
If I spoke the language?
No. Learn the language if you love it that
much. No, fuck no. I ain't got time for that. My ass is old. I'm 40.
It's a great nation, Heidi. Move to Sweden and learn the language.
No.
Come on.
When you really compare what a country like Sweden and the way that they run their country and you look at our country and all this civil unrest and all this police brutality and all the shit that goes on here. That doesn't happen in these other countries.
Because we have
Canada. Look at Canada.
We have Mexicans and Sweden doesn't. That's why.
Dirty motherfuckers. Get out of here.
Now, I have a problem, you know, that he is representing us, and it is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. I travel.
Okay.
I travel, and I, you know, the nice thing when you travel to certain places, you meet a lot of people from different parts of the country. World. The vodka. And country, too. And we're the laughing stock of the world. I mean, these people are just like, look at how embarrassing. Look at your presence.
As they're sitting in their huts, as they...
These are people that could afford to go on European vacations.
Oh, you're talking about like people you talk to like at a bar, like at a... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
oh, no.
When I've got like...
So
when
you're
I went
like
to
the cab driver in Italy, not talking shit.
People that can afford
shit.
Oh,
okay. I was going to say.
It doesn't...
I don't want to hear from the fucking guy... selling oranges that you met in Greece. I'd be like, nah, nigga. But yes, I
bet you he was fine as fuck, though, because all the motherfuckers in Greece was fine. It was fine.
You said that was like the quintessential, like, perfect man. Like, you said there was like the perfect
God, I was in there, right? Heaven. It was just like these manly looking man men. Like man steaks.
Not our little faggy guys we have
here. No, fuck no.
No, guys, like, we are literally guys. It's You look at guys now, how they're dressing and how they're like the acting.
I don't even know if they're gay half the time. I wonder if they are. No, I swear to God, I look at them like, and I have you got a little sugar in your tank.
I have nothing against the man purse. Like, if it's Gucci, oh, damn, you got a Gucci bag.
Nah,
I mean,
that's gay as fuck.
I'm just saying, yes.
I don't give a fuck what brand it is. That shit is gay as fuck. You ain't got no business carrying a fucking purse.
Thank you.
Unless you're a woman, tranny, or gay. That's it. That's it.
I don't see too many women.
I'm
going to
offend so many people.
Yeah, no, we're sadly, back to what I was saying.
Norway too, Luis. Norway.
Yeah, you guys moved Norway. To Norway and write me in a month and tell me how bad you want to move back to California.
Norway's a shit too. Anywho.
Yeah, you want to go to Norway for 2 weeks and then you want to come home. Trust me, you do not want to live your life in Norway, Heidi.
Whatever, because we weren't born and raised there.
Fuck that. Exactly. We were born
Teach
and raised
me.
In this month.
This piece of shit.
It is a shit. We have our shitty ways, Heidi, but where else could, thankfully, an immigrant from another country come in, start from nothing, bring $2 in their name?
Norway.
I have mentors.
Sweden.
I know. I have mentor. My number one mentor, he came to this country from Yugoslav or whatever it was called, Slava, whatever the Slav.
You forget that our president's fucking deporting everyone now, right? So, like, no, you can't. Cannot come to this country.
He's deporting the ones who aren't supposed to be here. The illegal ones. I will say this, Heidi. He is embarrassing us. It's fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And he needs to tone it down. But our economy's doing great.
That's fucking weird. I was just having this conversation with my sister yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was like, this son of a bitch. I hate him with every ounce of my heart. Yeah. But my 401k is looking nice.
My portfolio is looking great. I've made a significant amount of money in a short period of time. And that's all I care about. And that's about as much as he has to do. I think he's a dirtbag. I think he's a fucking... I liked him better when he was on The Apprentice and he was not representing us
whole. I hated him back then.
Yeah, that's weird that you, because I was always a Donald Trump fan. Like, I was like, oh yeah, it's Donald Trump. He's one of the, I was like, when I named people like Bill Gates and who I would like to be like one day, Trump was always in the list when I was 15, 17, even 20 years old, because I remember going back and seeing him on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and shit like that.
I always knew he was a scumbag.
Really?
Oh,
you caught that right off top?
Oh yeah, it was
the hair?
I read people like a mother.
It was probably, here we are. And sadly, his... what he's doing right now is going to be the reason that he is going to get elected again, because America is full of scumbags. 52% would sleep with them, Heidi. 50% of men would sleep with them. Like, we're a nation of scumbags.
I will fucking kill myself if he is reelected.
No, you will not kill yourself.
I will go to Norway.
You will move to, there you go.
I
will
go to Sweden.
You and all the other people who said they were going to move to Canada.
I need to take my ass to Canada. I really do.
I don't know. Have you ever been to Canada?
Yeah,
I know they
beautiful.
Have good weed. That's about all I know.
It's beautiful.
It is? Okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know much about Canada.
And the people were chill as hell and like super friendly.
Really?
I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it was just kind of weird, a little weird.
It was cool.
Yes, yes, yes. So I think let's wrap it up, Heidi. But in a nutshell, going back to the sex dolls, women, get your shit together. And men, get your shit together too, because not every woman is like Heidi, and not all women need hip action, okay? Because they have these dolls.
A lot of women don't like sex.
Yeah, they're just like,
they don't
fuck
give
it.
A fuck.
There's this right here, Heidi. Here you go. His name
What's this?
Is Long Dick Andy, Heidi.
How big
and
is his dick?
Here's Long Dick Andy.
Oh, no,
right
that
there.
Is too much.
There's Long Dick Andy.
That is internal damage.
That's a good, that would go like all the way up to
That'd
your
be up
breast.
I'd be,
yeah.
I'd be giving yeah. head and getting fucked at the same time. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Long Dick Andy, man.
No, long, that, no, thank
But look,
you.
There, look at all the depth. Long Dick Andy has a nice no, he, ass. Like,
He's a little skinny though. He's a little skinny for my liking. I need a little thickness. I need some broad back action. He's a little skinny.
Yeah. So skinny. Long Dick Andy's. Just to wrap it up, men and women, get your shit together, because fucking dolls are taking over, and eventually it's going to be normal to see a guy walking down the street with his real doll. Who would have thought that we'd have 67 genders right now, Heidi? I
That's
guarantee
true, man.
It's
That's
gonna be
true.
Normal. And
That's
don't make true. Fun of me, because
don't
I
shame
am
him.
I am a dollyologist. They're gonna have some fucking gender for it, to where they only fuck dolls, and it's gonna
and
be
a category
normal.
And a relationship like, status.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be normal. And then they're gonna hang shit on your job saying dollyologist rights, and it's gonna be fucking 2 pages long of shit you can't say to people who fuck dolls.
I think you're right.
Welcome to America. I'm on Heidi's side. We're a fucked
see?
Up nation. God
yes, we
damn it, Heidi.
We saw him. We made him see the light.
This bitch got me, man. This bitch got me.
Look, I didn't even
We live
it.
In
he
a shitty country. You guys are fucked up, man. And I'm walking around amongst you motherfuckers.
I love that he did it to himself. I didn't even have to do shit. He got himself all worked up.
I came into realization just within 10 seconds. I think I'm moving to Norway with you guys.
Let's go.
All right, man.
You and Luis. Luis can make us drinks over there.
Oh, yeah. We need a personal bartender. What up, homeboy? Check out the Dusty and Heidi Show on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podomatic, YouTube. Just type in Dusty and Heidi in Google. You'll find us somehow. We definitely thank you guys for joining the show. 2018 is going to be fucking awesome. We love you so much. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do.